You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about what some of the remedies are if somebody breaches a contract. And we've had conversation in previous shows about what contracts are. You have offer, acceptance, there's some consideration made there. And then performance on the contract is kind of a big deal. So this ties into what are some of the remedies of breach. Somebody fails to perform, something goes wrong. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Kevin, there's what I would classify as four primary remedies for breach of a contract. And a lot of it depends on how the contract is written and what the nature of the work is, and because you know some of these things are statutory remedies but have to be addressed in the contract. Mm-hmm. One is money damages. Obviously, someone doesn't do something, they're damaged. They're going to prove that what damages occurred because of the breach.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, they're going to bring an action in court to recover those. An example being, say, a lease agreement. Tenant mm-hmm. doesn't pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Landlord then sues the tenant for the rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it could be something on the order of they didn't pay the rent and then they bail out of the house. It takes them another two months to lease the place out, so they could potentially be looking for damage for when it wasn't inhabited and they were still on contract. And for the time that they failed to pay while they were in the place.
Exactly. And in both residential and commercial lease context, there might be a remedy where the landlord can accelerate the entire balance of the lease
mm-hmm.
and sue for that. So
mm-hmm.
that's an example of money damages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's an equitable remedy called specific performance. Equitable remedies such as that are awarded when money damages are not sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And what specific performance is an action to have a court order a party to specifically perform their obligations under the contract. And this comes mm-hmm. up a lot in the real estate context, again, where you have, let's say the seller breaches the contract.
Mm-hmm.
In Minnesota, there's some case law that finds that land is unique, and as a result, a buyer can, we want to see this written into the mm-hmm. the contract, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. But a buyer can sue the seller for specific performance and force a court to have them sell the property. On the other hand, the seller doesn't get that remedy because they're suing if they were trying to make the buyer buy the property, that's just money damages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
There's some really limited exceptions to that if the market has crashed or something and, you know, those kinds of things.
But that can be viewed as, when you mentioned about property being unique, let's say I made an offer on a home that's on a lake, it's the prime place I really wanted to have, the seller agrees to all the terms and we're in the process of going through closing and whatnot, and all of a sudden they come up with something and say, well, actually, I changed my mind.
Yeah, it's usually they have somebody that offered them more money for it. That's usually
right.
What comes up. But that's an example. That's why in Minnesota the courts find that land is unique, and so this remedy is available.
Mm-hmm.
So specific performance is a key term in some types of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talk about injunctive relief, and this comes in with, say, non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality agreements, non-compete agreements, non-solicitation agreements, where there's a covenant or a term of a contract where someone has agreed not to disclose confidential information to a third party,
mm-hmm.
not to be competing with the other party in commerce, could be
mm-hmm.
usually the employee-employer context or a past consultant or whomever,
sure.
not soliciting customers of the business,
mm-hmm.
etc. In those cases, we money damages really aren't sufficient. When you're talking about someone disclosing your trade secrets or soliciting all of your customers or your
mm-hmm.
employees to leave your business,
mm-hmm.
money damages really aren't adequate. What you need to, what you want is for that behavior to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's key that you want to put into your contract that the part, one, the party, you know, who's disclosing things, or the employer, if you're dealing with a non-compete, has the right to seek injunctive relief.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is basically a court. You know, you go ahead and go to court, and you make your showing. With temporary injunctions, you'll have to prove likelihood of success on the merits of the case,
mm-hmm.
and the court can grant an injunction. And then there's penalties. Could be, you know, civil fine. It could be fines. It could be even, you know, jail time,
mm-hmm.
if somebody is found to violate a court order. They'll mm-hmm. be in contempt of court.
Right.
If they violate a court order enjoining them mm-hmm. from that behavior, there, it's a very powerful remedy. Usually, if there's a case where there's someone seeking an injunction, the case is usually over at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
Either they get it, and then the parties resolve whatever the issue is,
mm-hmm.
or they don't get it, and that's the end, because there's, you know, if they're not going to even find an injunction, if at that point, the cat's out of the bag.
Sure.
So injunction is a powerful remedy in certain types of contract situations. The fourth and final main remedy, as I see it, is another one specific to a type of transaction, and that would be liens.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about mechanics liens with contractors or subcontractors. Public policy favors folks who do work to improve someone's property and improve the value of their property. Public policy favors those people getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, you know, we have a long statute in Minnesota. It's Chapter 514, goes through what types of work is lienable work, and then how do you get a mechanics lien. Here there's a specified notice that has to be given in the contract. They even specify what size font
mm-hmm.
and capital letters and all that, and bold or do this, all this kind of thing, in the statute. And if that's in there and you're within the timelines, you can file a lien against someone's property
mm-hmm.
for the value of the work that you performed that they didn't pay you for.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason this is done, I've had questions in the past. Someone comes to me and says, "Well, we put up gutters and we didn't get paid. Can I go take the gutters off?"
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't.
Right.
That's why we have the lien remedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a way of ensuring that someone who does work mm-hmm. on a property.
Mm-hmm.
gets paid. There's other ways to do that, but that's just one that, if it's perfected, can be a very powerful tool, especially because we've talked before about, you know, you don't get attorney's fees unless there's a statute or a contract that says otherwise. That's a statute that says you get your attorney's fees too. But again, has to be in the contract, and it could mm-hmm. be, so anybody that's a contractor that's writing up estimates, make sure you have that lien language in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the type of work that could entitle you to a lien, it protects you from if you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about the four remedies should your contract be breached. And the best advice, if this ever does happen, get in touch with an attorney.
Absolutely.
And get this taken care of right away. Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. I'd like to take just a moment to address those businesses who are spending thousands of dollars on some of the tried and true marketing models out there today. Some time ago, we conducted a marketing matrix on some of the common tools used by businesses to market their products and services. we picked on the top three to illustrate the problem in marketing today. Number one was flyers and mailers. 40,000 were sent out. The expense was almost $18,000. 13 customers responded with a 0.03% response rate. How about direct mail? 1,900 letters sent out. 4 customers responded, a 0.2% response rate. And last of all, postcards. Everybody's heard about how great postcards are and how much better the response rates are. Well, that would be correct. However, the results aren't going to exactly blow your hat off. 2,500 postcards sent out. 17 customers respond, a 0.68% response rate. Now, in a moment, you're going to hear the audio files from video emails sent out to customers. Video email just like this were sent out to clients right here on the Business Forum show. Listen to these clips, and I'll share with you what the result was.
Hi, Christine. This is Miranda from Avalon Salon. I have Barry here. He'll be ready for 5 o'clock dinner. He looks great.
Hey, Jill. Happy 39th birthday from the crew at Conte Pizzeria.
Again.
Hi, Lisa. This is Marshall at Cottage Quilts and Fabrics in Elk River, Minnesota. Just letting you know that your quilt is finished and ready for you to pick up at your earliest convenience, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Bill and Jen. This is Chris from RB's Computer Service. I just got finished with your system. It's just a virus. We got it cleaned up for you. It's all ready to go, so you can pick it up at any time.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Gallenberg, Barrington Oaks Veterinary Hospital, and here's Nellie saying, have a great vacation and can't wait till you get home. Bye.
A video message just like the ones you heard were sent out to clients and listeners of the Business Forum show. We've typically had a much better response than most organizations might in emailing customers because we're a media organization. And I'm very proud to say that a common email that we'd send out would get anywhere from a 30 to 35% response. Now, these are people who either called us, emailed us back, or stopped by to say hi. 500 video emails sent out. A whopping 370 responded. A 74% response rate. Did you just hear what I said? A 74% response rate. I wouldn't wait another day to get your company on board with this revolutionary product launched on TalkFusion Connect platform and gain access to the other 9 dynamic tools that we haven't even talked about. If you have any questions about how you can put this tool to use in your business today, please email me now at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Stay tuned for the rest of the show. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.